what can you tell me about DMT?
Well, it's definitely one of the most extraordinary experiences you can have to take DMT.
Can you describe it?
Yeah, I mean, I've only done it a few times myself. I mean, you smoke it, and it's very nasty stuff. Well, the first thing that should be mentioned about it, it's the DMT stands for dimethyltryptamine.
Yes.
And it is a chemical that's contained in the brain and in the body. It's probably stored in the pineal gland. It's also in the spine, at the base of the spine.
Really?
And it's very similar in structure to serotonin. So it's probably, and melatonin. So it's basically kind of a neurotransmitter. It may have something to do with sleep and dream states.
I was going to say, those are used to aid sleep, right?
Yeah, melatonin, yeah.
Right.
There's a very interesting book called DMT, The Spirit Molecule. Dr. Rick Strassman had official approval to study DMT and came up with some very interesting theories about it.
The spiritual molecule.
The spirit molecule, yeah.
Huh.
But anyway, the experience is when you smoke it, a sort of synthetic form of it, it's first of all a very strange substance. It's kind of like a kind of weird plastic.
You said nasty.
It's very nasty.
Really?
Yeah, it smells nasty. It's just it's just weird. It has a kind of extraterrestrial tang to it. And the first thing that happens is that the whole area around you kind of fills with geometric patterns and runes and kind of strange symbols or of some sort.
Really?
And then you kind of, in a very Star Trek kind of way, kind of hyperspace transport into this other reality.
Man, that's wild. This is a pretty common experience. I mean, are you just giving me anecdotal evidence for yourself, or is this described fairly universally?
It seems to be pretty completely universal, actually.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And, the first thing that one feels when one kind of arrives at this other realm or whatever it is that it's incredibly different. And the best that I could do to describe it, and I have actually seen elves a few times, but usually on DMT, I haven't seen elves. It's more like some kind of like thousand-eyed, chattering, sort of hyper-organic entities who are in this kind of strange, vaulted, kind of plastic-feeling space.
Boy, let me
kind of like Walt Disney meets Tibetan mandala.
Yeah, I'm getting it, Daniel. How in the world can people taking this drug have such a similar experience unless they actually are in a place that really is? In other words, you would expect a drug would have very different effects on different people firing off in a different way, but for them to have a common experience as you're describing would seem to suggest that it's real, that whatever it is you're transforming in to be able to understand and see around you really is in existence somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely felt that it was at least as real as this reality. If you look at super string theory and the Brian Greene books and so on, I mean,
yes.
Quantum physics kind of opens up the possibility that there are these other dimensions.
Oh, of course it does.
10 or 11 dimensions of space-time.
That's right. Yes.
So, of course, physics doesn't want to kind of project the possibility that, we could actually be connected to those other dimensions or have kind of direct experiences of them.
Well, listen, next time I have one of my theoretical physicists on, I'll bring up DMT, and we'll see what kind of reaction we get.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I'm trying to do in the new book is try to, if you think about all these different substances and these kind of different realities they introduce you to, or these different kind of domains or dimensions, it's like it sort of gives you a different idea of what consciousness is. And I sort of keep thinking of it now as being a kind of vibration or a frequency or something. And these different chemicals, it may actually be that they, sort of change the vibrational rate of synapses firing, or
Was there anything, Daniel, did your present reality when you took DMT dissolve entirely to this newer or different reality? Or what was there vestige of what was around you physically still?
Complete dissolution into this other reality, which takes over entirely, the entire perceptual field. And at first you actually are like having a hard time remembering, that you are, anything.
Wow.
Then you kind of figure out that you are you. and that you're just in this, you know,
alternate reality.
And then by the time you figure that out, you begin to come back into the normal reality.
That quickly?
The whole experience lasts about, you know, 5 to 7 minutes.
I'd heard it was very short. And does it feel short? In other words...
No, it feels like a different kind of time. And in fact, the second time I did it, it was with a group of people. And as I was kind of in this overwhelming reality, I said out loud, you know, thank you very much, you know, trying to be courteous to the entities there. You know, I really appreciate this, and now I'd like to go back to my reality.
Really? So you were a polite traveler.
Yeah, I think it's good to be polite. I mean, you definitely feel that. I mean, McKenna actually talked about how you kind of feel that the beings in that reality, it's like you don't want to turn your back on them. They have a kind of cunning, you know, kind of sorcerous kind of vibe to them.
Wow.
You know, so you feel like you have to keep your wits about you.
But
the other thing I wanted to say is that when I started to come out of the DMT trip, you know, I looked down at my arm, and there was like my arm was covered with this kind of science fiction jeweled city. And then I looked around at the other people in the room.
Yes.
And all of them were sort of, it was like they'd become the kind of cosmic cartoon superheroes of their greatest fantasies. They all had these kind of armatures around them and you know, kind of suits of multicolored, kind of prismatic. And it was just such a strange thing. It was like, I was just baffled, basically, because it just didn't seem possible that a drug could create this effect. It wasn't like all over everything. It was like each person individually was in this kind of their own separate kind of superhero or kind of cosmic deity armature.